Father, we just thank you and we praise you for your goodness. We wait upon you this night that you might move upon us by your Holy Spirit from heaven. Father, we just pray that you'd bind all hindering powers that would come against us this night. Father, we pray that you'd loose all of heaven's glory. And Father, that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Father, we believe that that's going to take place this night. And you're going to move on us by a mighty power, a mighty delivery from heaven's shore to this earth this night. Touch, anoint, strengthen us by your sovereign will. We pray that you'd open the windows of heaven to do a mighty work, that we might be a blessed people. And Father, without you, we can do nothing. You are our strength. You are our way maker. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. My God shall supply all of my needs, according to his riches, which are in glory. And Father, we believe your word. Father, we rise in faith, believe and determine that your will be done, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, we pray, give us this day as our daily bread and help us to forgive us of our debtors and that we might walk upright before pleasing you in all of our direction. We might walk in your glory. We might set aside every weight and sin that does easily beset us. We might help us that we might run this race with patience, that we might be more than conquerors through you which loved us. And Father, we know that you're forever faithful. And Father, you settled on earth. You've already paid this night for this message to be birthed by your Spirit, that you'll move upon the people on the horizon of the, as the sun goes over this earth, all quarters of the earth. Father, we pray for all quarters of this nation and the world this day. We pray that this word will go out in sovereign power, that blessings from heaven. Father, that you would bind the powers of the enemy and loose the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and really real power, real strength, the real anointing. Father, for those that need healing this night, we claim the healing touch of Gilead to the people, the balm of Gilead. We pray that hearts and lives will be touched, healed, set free, moved upon by your mighty Spirit that only you can do. And help us this night that we might receive that blessing from heaven. And Father, where your Spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, we claim that liberty. We claim the peace that arises from you. And we thank you for the wonderful name of Jesus. Everything that we do comes by the obedience of Jesus. We thank you for Jesus, your Son, Father God. Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice that you paid for this day could come forth and we could be triumphed in you this night. We could be triumphed over sin, death, grave, and hell. That we can walk victorious in this last hour with the anointing from heaven. Father, you're not slack concerning your promises, as some men count slackness, but your long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And Father, we know, we thank you for greater is he that's within us, he that's within the world. And Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, oh, it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, said the Lord. And Father, we thank you for the victories. We thank you for all the prayers that you've answered. We thank you for what you've done with Al this day. We thank you for all of these, our sister that Brother Clint was telling about. We thank you for what you're doing in her body. And I pray this bring that you'll bring healing and completion in her body in a very special way. And whatever the need is here tonight, we claim that healing touch. Whatever the need is, we pray that that need will be corrected by the Spirit from heaven. And Father, we thank you that this wonderful day, we thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. Father, we thank you for the prayers of the faith shall save the sick. Father, we thank you for those this night that need salvation, for those whose hearts are troubled. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For out there tonight, if your hearts are troubled, if your hearts condemn you this night, there is release, there is peace, there is forgiveness. God can set you free, and you can have a new state, a new blessing, a new direction in the life itself. God can make you over by his mighty Spirit. And there's nothing too hard for our God. There's nothing that he can't do. There's no problem that's too difficult for him. There's no mountain too big that you cannot tunnel through. There's nothing impossible to those that believe, to those who call upon him. God wants us to walk in faith by his Spirit. And where his Spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, we claim that liberty this night in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I really believe tonight that scripture of Philippians 4th chapter of 13th verse, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. The 19th verse, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches which are in glory. These scriptures go together. And we can do all things through Christ which strengthens. If we're not doing all things through Christ which strengthens, something's wrong with our spirits. We need to seek God. The Bible says, seek him and we will surely find him. What's trouble with many people, they've never really sought God. They've never got in earnest with their prayers. They've never really come in depth, believing and striving and putting their whole being in touching heaven. They come to a partial place and they slack off. I've seen so many people, they've never come through to that very getting in to the presence of God. And God wants us to come in to his inner realm. He wants us to call upon him. And he will answer us, and he'll show us great and mighty things that we know not. When we see that scripture, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens, it means what it means. And why it happens is when you think that it doesn't work, is because what you're doing is not workable material for it to work. The Bible says that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. We need to believe that faith cometh by hearing and reading the Word of God. When we don't read the Word of God, when we don't think the Word of God, when we don't eat the Word of God, we're going to have a shallow faith harvest in our lives, and we won't see very great things happening. We need to get in earnest. Without faith, it's impossible to please our Lord. Our Lord wants us to walk in faith, believing that whatsoever things that we believe shall come to pass. And the Bible says, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works shall he do, because I go to the Father. And anything that you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. It says, if verily he that believeth on me, Jesus is speaking, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he, that's us, that we shall do also. It means us. It means me. When we read this Word of God, we're to take it as to ourselves. We're not to be out of the far of some four corners of the earth, and it's for us. It's for you. It's for the one that's received, the recipient of the one that's reading that word. It means that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. My heart needs to be strengthened. My life needs to be strengthened. I need to be set aside for the Lord's work. I'm going to walk in victory. I must walk in perfect allegiance with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And he says he will even give us angels charge over us, keep us in all thy ways, lest we would even dash thy fin against a stone. And we don't really scratch very particle that wears the depth of God, that God's given a lifetime to invest to go deeper every day of your life, every moment of your life, that you should be deeper today than you was a week ago, and ever deeper today than you was yesterday. And that's what we need. Many people are too soft. There's a soft spiritual realm that lives in America. And I see it, and the Spirit of God sees it. It's a softness of heart. There's no character in the Spirit. There's no character in the things of God. They're half backslid because they're not into the center will of God. They're walking afar off. They're walking not in true counsel. They're walking in unbelief. They're walking not in the higher realm. They're not triumphant in Christ our Savior. Jesus paid his life. He paid upon that cruel cross that this day could come to pass. And many people have sat down on their lives, all their lives, and they just question God. They don't see nothing happen. They just have a war games. They argue. They debate one to another. But they never get in the center of God's world. You won't find it getting out here having debate. You won't find it having teaching sessions on how to get to God. It comes from coming in to that one-to-one, that close relationship, an old man, old woman. That is the only way it's going to come. It doesn't come by fretting because someone else don't believe like you believe, or you believe different than they believe. That's all hang-ups from the enemy. It's hang-ups from man. It'll take you nowhere. It'll take you away from God. And what you need from God is having that direct contact with God the Father, God the Son, being set on fire from the very crown of your head. The glory is there to God. The glory of God is here to bless you. And this is how you get it. You come by not just having acquaintance with God. You come by having a visitation from heaven. You get it by coming into his
kingdom. You get it by walking before Him. You walk hand in hand with Him. The Bible says, can two walk together unless they agree? There is no agreement with most people and their God. They don't even know their God. They're far from God. They're far. I don't like to bust your bubbles tonight, but many, many people are far from what the will of God is. They're far from seeing God move. They're far walking in holiness. They're walking in unbelief. They're walking in the carnality of this world. They're walking indoctrinated by Butterfly and Dr. Rubblood. Their indoctrination is coming from a personality of man himself. And man himself cannot make God. Man himself just ruins relation to the Spirit of God. God wants to touch us and refresh us, remake us over by His Spirit. He has given us His sovereign word. And if we eat this word through the Spirit, God will set you on fire from the very crown of your head, the very sole of your feet. And He will tell you how to repent. He will tell you how to set your life in order. He will tell you how to walk and talk. He will tell you that you might walk justly with Him, and you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches, which are in glory. O man, O woman, this may be too hard for you, but this is what's happening to America. Our people have fallen back, and they never come in to the center of God's realm. They've had great theories. And these theories were man's theories, and they forgot about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, we're more than conquerors through the Spirit of God. The Bible says, he that believeth on me, the works that he do shall he do also. And greater works shall he do because it goes to the Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will do, the Father might be glorified in my Son. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I shall pray the Father, and he shall, that's Jesus, and he shall send the Comforter. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin. See, we have a Comforter. And he gets the covenant and gets left out because we're walking in carnality. We're walking in ourselves, and he gets left out. You say you don't need him, but I'll tell you here, you're going to need him when you speak God that day when the trumpet of God shall sound and time shall be the Lord. You'll find yourself naked before God. You'll sigh, and that nakedness in Revelation means us. Our people, if we don't get right, we're going to stand for God naked when we stand before God. It talks about, in Luke, it talks in many places about our nakedness, that we come in, that we will walk upright before God. God wants us to walk above reproach. He wants us to walk in victory. We wait all of our lives because we don't even think about things of heaven. We put our names on a church register. The planes pass by, we put in our contributions. We give all back, and we think that this is going to be suffice what you have, but I'll guarantee you, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out because God is higher than that. You don't serve just an ordinary God. Our God is real. You don't serve just a plain old God that you might say, yes, he's a pushover. You don't know my God. My God is real. My God is faithful. He's upright. He is upright in every area. He is very truthful. He's very just. He is every above any order. He is higher. His counsel is greater. He is victory. He is love. He is joy. He is peace. And oh man, oh woman, wherever you are in this land, you'll not receive it in any pastoral seminary. And wherever you go, it comes from the love of God. It comes by eating the Word of God. It comes walking in His presence, walking just as He says in the old time. If my people will come up to me, He will answer you, and He'll show you great and mighty things that I know us not. Seeking the Lord at a strength, see His face forever. The Lord, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of his hearts made perfect toward him. Is that kind of sound to me? Like, hey, God is God's above every order, and you need to know him. You need to have a special relationship. Jesus made it possible that you can come to know our Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah! That you can walk in victory. You will walk being blessed from heaven. You will walk being fulfilled. You can walk denying the curses of this world. The principality of the earth comes upon this world to kill, destroy, and steal. But then many have Christians find themselves gripped by his power. And they find no release from the grip that's overtaken them. They call for the pastor. They call for the elders. And they pray for one another. But they see nothing happen because they're still, their orders are coming from Dr. Rubblood. And Butterfly, and workers of the iniquities, workers that do not even know. They're just having a form of God. The Bible tells me that having a form of God, denying the power power thereof from such turn away. If you want to have God this night, you need to turn away from the iniquity of this world. You need to not be no longer a partaker of the wicked devices. You want me to walk in victory, that you will not be slandered, that you will not be tainted from the things of this world. And the tainted of this world are many, many, many of God's beloved. And they come in and want to pat you on the shoulder, and you can feel the powers of darkness upon them. They need to be set free. In your own hearts, they think that they're so much higher than you. They're they're so much wiser, but in their hearts they're being deceived. And that day, the Bible says, you'll say, "Thou wicked servant, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I know you not." And that's what's going to take place. We went after false gods. People may not believe what the Spirit of God said, but it's holy, it's true, it's wise. God has a church, and that church will be maintained by the Spirit of God. It's not maintained by man's standard, by man's approval. It's maintained by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And the words that's coming here tonight, it's not coming from a man, it's coming from the Spirit of God. And God's here to bless you, to strengthen you, to lift you up, to heal you, to set you free, that you're more than conquerors through Him which strengthens you. You need to be more than conquerors. You need to be able to conquer your life in God. And God, every person goes out and they try to win everybody else, and their self are so corrupt. And God sees a bunch of corrupt people, corrupt nation, walking in deceit. God wants to set ourselves free that we might hear from the Spirit of God, that we would not conquer our things and our vain thoughts and our vain imaginations. And that's what many of it is. It's vain. It's vanity. It's things that we share. It comes from the mind of the loose individuals far from God. God wants us to walk above those realms. God wants to walk in peace. God wants to walk in the joy of God, the joy unspeakable, full of glory, that you will remain in the power out from heaven, and your life will be a vapor, and that little vapor, God will manifest Himself upon you, and you will be at more than conquerors through God, which strengthens you. God shall supply all your needs. God will work throughout your life, and you shall be victorious. But there is no other way. There is no other way to be victorious. It's like there is no other way. God doesn't compromise, and God's people should not compromise. Thank you. Thank you. That's real. God, you're preaching. Your word is truth. God will set you free. We need to come above the realms of this world. We've all put God down. God's mighty. He's going to have some people that preach. He's going to have some preachers that preach to the Spirit of God. God's not limited. He can come out here and get a donkey out in the corner, and that donkey will bray powers of God. God can take any man that submits himself to the Lord Jesus Christ, that God will move on him mightily. All the imps of hell that goes to these Bible colleges cannot come against the counsel of God. You cannot come against God. You talk about the Bible, but you don't know the Spirit of God. You don't know. You talk about this decision, but you don't know the mind of Christ. And I have here tonight that this one that's here teaching this very knows the mind of Christ. And God will let you know the mind of Christ. He will give you His Spirit. He will let you walk in victory. He will let you walk and not be denied. And you can walk in the thrust of God, that you know if your heart would beat that very second, you know that you'd be in eternity with God. And those out there tonight, I question where you are, brother. I question where you are, sister. Unless you have that reality, the Spirit of God's alive within you. The Bible says, unless He did shorten the day, the very elect would not be saved. And many people can't understand it. Well, it's going to come to pass. It's already came to pass. And wake up, redemption draweth nigh. Jesus is not slack. God's not slack. The Holy Ghost is not slack. There is no fault on them. The fault is on mankind. We're faulty because we have not striven for the Spirit of God. We have not waited upon the Spirit of God. We waited on men's approvals, on men's revivals, all the things that men can bring. We never waited truly on the Spirit. We're lax. We have never known what the Spirit of God is. God's here to deliver you, set you free this night, that you no longer walk comfortably, but you walk in holiness. Walk fearfully, for you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Father, I pray that you'll bless the people this night. Father, I feel your powers here tonight. I pray that you break all the hindrance that comes against God's people this night. Set them free. Set them free from the ignorance that has them bound, that they will no longer proclaim the things of the natural man, but they will walk in self-denial that they might be victorious. They walk no longer in the natural, they walk in the Spirit.
And we thank you this night for your mighty hand that's spoken. Father, I thank you for your word. I pray that you'd touch every heart out here tonight. It's the Spirit of God. We need the Spirit of God. We need the Spirit of God. We need to know the Word, but we know the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, it is the driving force, will move upon you by the Word of God, that we're more than conquerors. You cannot use the Word of God without the Spirit of God. It's a tool of hardness. It will bring you to a place of hardness in your heart. The letter will kill them. The letter kill us, but the Spirit bring forth. You put the letter and the Spirit together, you have life. You've got abundant life. God didn't make it without one, without the other. They go together. I thank God for the Word of God. I thank you for the Spirit of God. They're both a unity. They're both forms that God has given that mankind this last hour can receive strength from heaven, from God the Father. For the eyes of God is going throughout the whole earth at this very moment. And He knows our plight. He knows our direction. He knows where America is going this night. And we're walking as carnal people. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing. I pray that people touch your people afresh and new in a very special way. Father, for those this night that do not understand, I pray that they will be wise. They will seek your face. They will pray that old time praying through like 30, 40 years ago. People were learned to pray through. Now it's old time. People don't even have prayer meetings. All it is Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. And we need to have deep seated feelings in our spirit. Boy, the Spirit is, there is liberty, that we're not bound. Many of God's people are bound this night by tradition. They're bound by false accusation from immature people as leaders. They're bound from the incorrect move of the natural man. They need the move of the Spirit of God. They need the anointing. The anointing abroad breaks the yoke. The anointing will set the captive free. The anointing will do the will from heaven. It will do it for others. You'll be healed for the anointing. Father, I pray for the anointing touch tonight, to touch your people in a wonderful way, and we thank you this night. Father, I'm going to quit, and I'll just give it to you. I know you spoke. I pray that you'd move mightily upon your people this night. Let them awake up, because reality is you're coming, maybe tonight. Where's America this night? Where's the people tonight? People not looking for America. They're not looking in America. They're not looking. Yes, they're looking in America, but they're not looking that we see a day approaching. Where's everybody? Where's their faith? Where's everybody at? They're looking for things. They're looking for building on extensions on their church buildings. They're wanting to get new programs. They're going to do all these final things. It takes great thoughts. It takes great intellects. And you'll die, sir, with having that great intellect in your heart. And when God opens the gates of heaven and you find yourself sitting before the judgment seat of God and God says, I've moved upon you and you never heard. Truly, I have to say, many, many people in America don't know the Spirit of God. And it's great disgust in my heart. How that we could get to this realm that we've forgotten. I've heard your clergy say, I've heard them in a couple of meetings, and you know the Lord of the meetings. They said, we've never heard from the Lord. What a tragedy. I can hear this in the denominational churches, but not in the Pentecostals. This should not be. But it's happening. It is. It's fact. God, judge your people. Move mightily. I know your heart is really crying tonight for all the ones that have lost the way. They've lost their power. They've lost their love to you this night. Father, what a predicament. We pray for a mighty blessing this night. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. That's the only way I know how to pray. Jesus, move this night. Your word has went out with power. Your word has went out to convict. Your word is here to set us free. And Father, we're more than conquerors this night through you which love us. And love, Father, we just love you so much. We thank you. We thank you, and I thank you. What a privilege. I'm a nobody, but I'd rather be a nobody and have in the house of the Lord than have a greatest big old buildings that's beyond millions of dollars and not have you. I want you in my heart. I want you in my spirit. Father, I just thank you. And may everyone can have you this night. You're not a respecter of person. Everyone. And if world night, if they call upon you this night, if everyone will call upon you tonight, there will be a great revival. You will hear them. You will touch them. But many people through this stubbornness, it speaks about it in Revelations, they will not heed. And that's what's happening. We'll die in our own shame. Father, I pray for a mighty touch of people as only you can. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. It's just telling me it's the same as it was, you know, all the way through the streets in Israel. The hardness of men's heart separates them from the glory of God. Tragedy. We all have to work on that. All of us. I have to work on it every day. That's probably why I work the way I work, because I got to stay pliable with my Father. I can't take nothing for granted. I got to work out myself. You can't find God too many places. He's shut out. We go in the stores, he's blanked out. He's in your heart, but that's as far as you can get. I love all of you, and I love all of you out there. I just pray that God, I just love you all, and God loves you all. We pray that God will bless you mightily. I just pray that God will open the windows of heaven, let you know that if it doesn't touch you, if it does touch you, think about what God's saying. If it's you're all right with God, well, then just okay, you're all right. But God wants to touch those ones, all of us, that we might continue on in Him. We might be successful in our walk with the Lord. God bless you. Love you. Praise God.